Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address a question that probably comes up in most work situations these days. Mm-hmm. Is it necessary to perform work tasks during your weekend or on your time off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to start with a question from one of our listeners on this topic. Then we will discuss what happens if you're a workaholic and you expect your staff to constantly work on your behalf at all hours.
Yep. This idea of working on weekends and during time off has become, it seems, a standard expectation for a number of employers.
Mm-hmm.
I hope listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I have a question for your podcast about working on weekends and in your free time. Is it ever necessary to do work stuff on your weekend or in your free time? If so, what is normal or acceptable to do in your free time and what not?
It's, you know, it's not a general answer of, mm-hmm. Well, if you work 40 hours, you could put in 2 hours. You know, you can't really, no answer to that. I think you have to, there's many factors.
Mm.
One is there may be crunch time. There may be a project that is just taking more than the normal work week. So, you know, you're expected to complete that project and maybe you'll get some comp time off at the end of that. Or there's somebody is on maternity leave or somebody is out sick and, you know, you're just going to make up that you're going to help out other people and hopefully they'll make up that up to you at another time. So there's really no strict answer to to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's often necessary to work to do maybe some work stuff on your weekend or during your free time, unfortunately.
I mean, a lot of my clients really want a free weekend, so they'll work late during the week.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mind, okay, well, I'll write that report at night or, I'll get up a little early. You know, they try to fit it in during the work week so that they can be free on the weekends. But you just never know, you know, things come up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think, it also depends on your job. If, you know, you're in a high position where anything can happen on the weekend that falls under the umbrella of your responsibilities, you may end up having to work on the weekend, and that's just part of your job. But if you have the kind of job where, you know, there's other people that work on the weekend or different hours than you, so they're really, there's no reason why they would need you.
Because you're covered.
Right. Then there should be limits. Or if your job doesn't have that prerequisite of, you know, maybe when the store is closed or when the company is closed, there really is nothing that should affect you because you're only in person, something like that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then you should have that expectation of, no, I don't work overtime. But most jobs have a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking when you talked about if it's a thing where people work in shifts, I was thinking in hospitals very frequently.
Yes.
If you're done with your shift, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although I know that some people end up spending weekends, entering notes into the system.
Exactly. They may not have gotten all the work done during the week, and then they got to do it in their free time. It's not that unusual.
So, Kathy, since you are our interviewing expert, how would you find out from a potential employer whether to expect weekend work?
I think you have to ask that. You have to say, what is the overtime like?
Uh-huh.
What is the expectation? Is this work really more than the 40 hours, and there is an expectation that, you know, we'll make that up in our free time. I mean, I think you have to ask that question.
Be very specific.
I think yes, and I would add to what they say. It's probably worse. So you want to ask people that, not necessarily the person who's hiring you, but maybe someone who works there, what that's like.
But often do you work on weekends and how long?
I think because we are really all available 24/7, this has risen for many people
totally
that they are expected to work in their free time.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what I was thinking. And also, I mean, we've done podcasts about people trying to take a vacation mm-hmm. and not really feeling as if they can leave work behind. So
right.
it seems like it's in some ways a chronic condition mm-hmm. of the digital age mm-hmm. that you are potentially accessible. You can gain access to whatever files you need to perform That's whatever right. work tasks need to right. be happening.
But I think it's a good thing to find out from your manager, you know, what is the expectation? I really need the weekend. I really yeah. need my time off. I have small children, or I just need the time off.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I do not respond? I mm-hmm. think, you know, you have to get that straightened out. So there's really no straight answer to what
right.
is acceptable and what isn't.
Well, what I'm thinking is perhaps this person is asking this question because now he or she is being asked to work on weekends mm-hmm. and wondering, you know, is it ever necessary? And I think that expectation question could be, you know, addressed directly to your employer. Just to clarify, yes. is this the expectation of this job?
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are jobs that are paid by the hour, which mm-hmm. they're less likely to ask you to work overtime
right.
because they're paying by the hour. And then there are what's called non-exempt jobs, which are just paid a salary for that job. And that it's unlimited hours.
Yeah.
That's the understanding. You know, it's based on a 40-hour work week.
Yeah.
But it's kind of unlimited if the client wants something or there's a problem. We all pitch in.
Yeah.
But many of my clients, what they do when they feel they're working overtime too much is they negotiate comp time off.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
And that works for them. Like, okay, so I'm going to work late on a Friday night. Well, I'm going to take a Monday off.
Mm-hmm. And I know another thing you've suggested before and we've done with other teams, the senior teams, is sometimes you can figure out like a tag team with your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, that one of you may work one weekend and the other work another weekend or
yeah.
somehow divvy up the time and responsibility so that it's not just all on you.
Yeah, I always suggest that with parents, people mm-hmm. that want to go to the kids' game or they have parent-teacher conference and they work with many individuals that do not have children
right,
so that
right.
they make sure that they allow that person to take some comp time and to take,
right.
you know, they want to be fair about it. So.
And that's interesting. So going to this, what is normal or acceptable to do in your free time and whatnot, that's really probably a personal decision.
I think it is personal. I think if you love your work, you don't count the hours.
Yeah.
And I'm immediately when I read this, I thought, oh, this is somebody that doesn't really like what they're doing. It's just a job.
Uh-huh.
It's just a job that they want to ask a question like this because they want to be, you know, they want it to be fair.
Uh-huh.
So, I see that with a lot of people that it's just a job. They definitely are counting the hours.
Right. So if you find that you're resenting
yeah.
being asked to do anything above and beyond what your literal job is, including working extra hours, then it may be telling you something about how you feel about your job.
Yeah, but it may also be that the job's not horrendous, but it's just not your passion. So you're
yeah.
not going to put in more than you have to, which is not unreasonable. You know, it is a job. It's not your life. And, you know, when you are gone, nobody's going to give you an award for working a lot of extra hours. So, you know,
for missing your children's events for work.
Right.
right.
So you should negotiate, and let people know, you know, if I'm going to work this, I want other time off and or this is all I can give you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. see, I think this is also an internal boundary issue where mm-hmm. you need to determine, just as you're saying, how important is this to me? How important is this job to me?
Mm-hmm.
How important are other areas of my life to me? And what, in that way, then, you know, you may be able to say, I'd be willing to work every other weekend, one day, if that's acceptable to you and you understand it's part of the job.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, so let's just move on to discuss what happens if you're a workaholic and you expect the same of your staff.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectation of yourself is, well, I just work around the clock because I, you know, I love this and this is what I want to do. And
I have no life.
And this is what gives me meaning to my life because it fills the time. Yeah, I like to work all the time.
Yeah.
And a person like that sometimes makes more work, you know.
Well, they
others.
Tend to be micromanagers for one
yeah.
thing very often.
So if this is you and your expectation is that others do the same, I would double check that because it's not true. And I think, you know, as a manager, you really, this time question, really, you want to really make sure that you're not abusing people and using them because, you know, they're making a wage for X and yeah. they have mm-hmm. other parts of their lives that you don't have ownership of.
Yeah, I think the tricky thing would be to first identify yourself as a workaholic.
Oh, there you go.
Because that's... usually the primary characteristic is denial. So maybe we should talk about some of the signs and symptoms.
All right.
And I think one of the first things would be that you find that you cancel a lot of things because of work.
Right.
Like you, and you move your schedule around and maybe you sneak work when you're at home or you sneak work during the holidays because you can't get enough, so to speak.
Wow. Hmm.
I have worked with someone who woke up at 5 a.m. in order to be able to start work as early as possible.
Wow.
And you probably also, you never feel as if you've done enough.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a few of the signs that I can think of. Can you think of any others, Kathy?
Well, if you find yourself not having much of a life because you've given your job, unless you're building your own business, that's separate, but you're giving your job all of your free time.
Yeah.
I think that's a sign that you know you're not in balance.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And also if it's negatively impacting your personal relationships.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
People around you will say, you're never available.
Yeah.
You work too hard.
Yeah.
Things like that. I would listen to that.
Yeah.
And then what I wanted to bring up here is like, are you putting that on other people?
Yes.
Do you have an unreal expectation of the people that work for you?
Right.
You most likely do.
I believe so. Well, it's sort of like being an alcoholic and going to a bar. You expect everyone else wants to drink with you, right? So
that is such a good example.
So I think that part of the acknowledgement, if you are a workaholic, it would be number one to own it. You may not be willing to say that it's not healthy for you, but the truth is it's probably not going to be healthy for your staff
right.
mm-hmm. to work as hard as you do.
Right.
So maybe you can just gloat in your overworking capacity.
I mean, sometimes you have to get some help to learn how to preserve your own energy, you know, take self-care and take the time for yourself and slow down and maybe develop a personal life. Or look at the people that do have personal lives and see how, wow, you know, they have maybe more than me. So maybe
right.
I want to reconsider how I'm doing this.
It's such a good point. And I actually also want to say that workaholics usually come across as kind people, nice people, hardworking people. They don't come across always or very often actually as mean. You know, that's not part of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very hard on themselves
mm-hmm.
and then ultimately will have high expectations of the people who work for them. So mm-hmm. when you talk about self-care, that can be challenging to give yourself when mm-hmm. you never really fully meet your expectations.
Right. You won't think you deserve it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is, I think, again, if you identify with this idea and you see that it's not doing your employees well, it'd be a question of trying to demonstrate yourself slightly healthier boundaries.
Yeah, take them a hobby. I mean, find something.
That's not work.
Well, you want to find something because the distraction, going to do something else, you'll come back to work with a fresher perspective. I think workaholics tend to lose perspective.
Yeah, and sure. They also lose productivity over time.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So we're not advocating that. We don't approve of workaholics.
Yes. So if you're a workaholic, we hope you get help. If you're working for a workaholic, understand that it's not reasonable to be asked to work to the same extent that they do.
Yes. So that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2 and please follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, please text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word, My Crazy Office.
Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.